what you're saying. She's so fucking feminine and ladylike. She's such a fucking lady. Yes, I am.
Hey, ladies, and you are now tuned in to She Knows Podcast, hosted by Miss Brownstone. If you are new, hit that subscribe button. Welcome to the family. And if you are old, welcome back, bitch. Tonight, we're about to get into some juicy topics. Hey, ladies, so today's episode is entitled When They No Longer Have Access to You. Now, before we get into anything, I just want to let you guys know, please dismiss the noise that you may hear in the background. I am at my homeboy's house in Jersey City. I had to go back home to get a little bit of inspiration and get some features for these upcoming episodes because this is about to get juicy, you guys. And you know, in Jersey City, they got like a lot going on, these hoodlums, okay? So, what we're getting into today is what one of my listeners inboxed me, okay? Today, you guys, everybody give yourself a big round of applause because today is the first episode to start off our Her Notes. And I know you like, Vic, what is Her Notes? So if you don't know what Her Notes is, it's the episode that was just posted before this one. Go click on it. And it will break down what Her Notes is, but Her Notes is basically me being your diary, me being a diary that gives you advice back, okay? So let's get into some things. So one of my listeners slid in my DMs because, you know, I told y'all it's going down in my DMs. Ooh, hey, it's going down in my DMs, okay? And she said, can you do an episode about toxic exes? All of my exes went around. Now, when she said all, I was like, wait a minute. But no, it was only two, y'all. Okay. She said, all of my exes went around stating negative comments about my relationship after it ended. They never was actually true, which confused me. They both have dated people after me. And however, they spoke about me to their new relationships partners. And one said that they missed me to their new girlfriend. And I told them that I will fight them over him. She said in parentheses, which I'll never do. Honey, you better turn into spice, okay? And me's a girl. Me no fight over a man, all right? We ain't doing that. She says he currently watches my media, which is social media, through other people's phones because I blocked him on everything. And he makes negative comments towards me, and he asks me multiple times. All right, so I don't go into all the girl business, but her and that guy have been together for about 3.5 years. And then another guy that she got a relationship with, they were together for 1.5 years. And basically, both of our exes are doing the same thing. Once she says she's done, she blocked them. She like, nah, nigga, this ain't that. Here they come with the unnecessary drama, doing anything and everything to, like, trash her name. Okay, so I'm calling, I gotta bring somebody in for this. Bring in a heavyweight today, okay? Dun, 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 dun. Say hi, Ma.
Hello, guys.
So, what do you think this is a case of?
I think this is a case of when
you no longer have what you had and you realize that you don't have it anymore. So you just try to get their attention by any means necessary. They don't care how they get their attention. They just want someone to see them or reach back out to them.
So because she's no longer dealing with them, you think that they just trying to be funny?
Yes and no. They looking for her attention by any means necessary. They want her to find out that they're talking badly about her and all this so she can get angry enough. Some people don't care if they get
bad emotion from you. You know, they don't care. It doesn't matter. You would think that they would want, you know, good vibes. Some people don't care if they get you angry, calling them, yelling, why the fuck can you say this and that? They don't care. They just want her attention any way they can get it.
Any reaction is emotion.
Any reaction.
So I was thinking basically the same thing, but you're saying that it's they realize what they have once it's gone, so they're trying to do all that. I just feel like when people don't get access to you no more, you just ain't beef for them. They just be mad. Like, they just be mad, so they gotta say all this extra stuff and dog you out because of that. That's my thing.
That could be it too. I mean, that could be it too. It's not, you know, like they could just be upset and they just trying to, you know, it's so many different ways this can go. It all depends on the situation. Yeah, some people could just be mad. Like, oh, I'm not with her no more. I'm going to mess her name up. I'm going to say all this and I'm going to say all that. Whether it's true or false, I'm just going to like
shit on her.
But then it could just be a cry for attention. Like, maybe they really realize that they effed up and they just want to try to get the person's attention by any means necessary. Not saying you go backwards, but it just all depends on the person that you're dealing with. But I just say that if you were in a toxic relationship, obviously it wasn't meant to be because you're no longer with that person. So with that being said, it doesn't really matter what they say, whether it's good or bad. You just don't look back.
Hate on me, hater. Now or later. No.
No.
I know my friend, my homeboy, Rashad, kudos to him. He was telling me how he started talking to this girl and he knew the girl's ex-boyfriend. And the girl ex-boyfriend was like, oh, you messing with her now? You know what I'm saying? Be careful. She a hoe. She was out here dealing with everybody. She ate my butt. She gonna want to eat your butt too. Like, it just was dogging her out. And he was like, yeah, she
you
was.
You out here tossing salads?
Damn it, dude. They like what they like. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know about that one. But he knew what type of girl she was when he was with her. So it doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? So, see? That's just another example of... I mean, thank I guess you. In your case, you would say they're hating because they're no longer with the person. That's just like when a girl get with a guy, she been messing with him the entire time, having sex with him, doing all these different things. And the minute she break up with him, that's why you got a little... But you knew it was little, though. Or are you just saying that because you're upset? So because
you hurt. So you try to say whatever you could say to get... I guess a reaction or hurt that person or I don't know, man. Listen, I can't even begin to tell you what it really is, why exes do the stuff they doing. You know what I'm saying? Because people can't reach me no more. So they got to watch me on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all follow the YouTube channel. Miss Brownstone. Everybody follow that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying that's where I'm at with it. I think everybody be hating. If you ain't with me, you against me. You's a hater. Hi, hater. That's how I'm coming. So, that's my answer. I say bump what they say. Who cares? They call you crazy. Listen, somebody call you crazy, just go along with it. Yeah, nigga, I'm loco. Like, I'm missing some screws. You know what I'm saying? Next time you see the new girl and she trying to fight, you ain't know I was the crazy ex. How you doing, girl? Yeah, nice to meet you. I don't know. Go along with it. Like the movie,
Nah, you get people what they... You don't want to get people what they expect. You know what I'm saying? So if he going around saying, oh, my girlfriend, my ex-girlfriend, she'll fight over me and she'll do this and that over me. If she ever, you know, come and get into a situation where she run into that person, she want to give them everything they didn't expect. You don't want to fight. You want to be like,
no,
oh, okay.
I'm not saying fight the girl.
How you doing? How's everything going?
I'm not saying fight the girl, but if it's rumors going around and these negative comments and you hearing it, like, let's say we in, like, a small town, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, you heard he said you did it. Like, yeah, you know I'm crazy, girl. You ain't know I was crazy. Like, that's how I would be. But if the new girl was to come up to me and be trying to talk to me or something like that, I don't see the point of fighting her. I don't. But I'm the type of person that if somebody say something about me, I'm going to go along with it and laugh because I don't really care that much about what you guys say. You call me a hoe, I'm be like, yeah, you ain't know I'm a hoe? Shoot. Yup. Everywhere. Everybody. That's just me. That's just me. I don't care enough because I already know that any reaction is emotion. I'm not about to let you think that you phasing me.
That you written, that person is written space in your brain. Like, when you move on, you're supposed to completely move on. I understand that people have memories and you think back. And you be like, oh, I remember when I did this and that with this person. Oh, that's cool. I mean, you know what I'm saying? They may come up down the line, you tell the story, and they so happen to be in the story. But going forward from that day that you let them go, like, you shouldn't have all these stories that you're telling right then and there. You shouldn't even want to, like, even think about the person. They should be in your distant memory. You know what I mean? So
niggas be hurt.
Think about them. Guys always hurt.
They be hurt. Like, we could break up and then, like, they be hurt a month later.
They can do everything to you under the sun. But the minute you give them back what they dish out, what they was dishing out to you, they can't take it. And yeah, the reason why they hurt months later is because they didn't think that you were going to leave. Most of the time when girls are going through a situation with a toxic relationship, the first time they did you wrong should have been the last time they did you wrong. You should have had, you know, been like, this is it. I'm done. But no, you stuck through it. You dealt with the cheating. You dealt with all the signs that this was the wrong person. You know what I mean? I mean, come on. You see the writing on the wall. Like, it'll be a crayon at first. It'll go to it'll start off as a crayon. It'll go to a pencil. The next thing you know is a freaking permanent marker. Like, how many signs do God have to give you before you get knocked over the head to realize, like, wrong person, wrong person? So it's like you saw the signs, you went through everything, you stayed, and now you're finally done. And the reason why people are going through what they're going through with people either still trying to get in contact with them is because, yeah, they want their old thing back. And they hoping that that person is still vulnerable and still willing to put up with their BS. And they hoping that eventually if they keep on trying to get some type of emotion out the person, they'll eventually crack the door to let them back in. And they'll get back in and do all they bullshit all over again.
So crack the door to get back in, not break you down.
That too. You got to get broke down in order to crack the door to slowly let them back in.
Tell them, sister, say, still I ride.
You know, they've done so much. And every time when they see this little thing here back up and kicking, they be like, yo, what the fuck is it gonna take to get rid of this bitch? You can't get rid of me, bitch.
Oh my God.
I just say, if you break up with somebody, be done with it, you know?
Especially if you already saw the signs. You know, forget about the person trying to reach out to you. Forget about all the negative things that they're saying about you. Even if they're watching your YouTube, even if y'all had, you know, friends together, mutual friends together, just when you're done, you're done. Don't look back.
But we gotta give advice on how she could deal with it, because apparently it's bothering her. So,
well, it wouldn't bother me, honey. People done said some mean and nasty things about me. I don't care. She deal with it by ignoring it. Whoever she saw that on a page or whatever, delete their ass. So she ain't never gotta see it again. Get rid of them.
And your friends shouldn't even be coming up to you telling you anything like that. They should be defending you when people say stuff like that. If they entertaining it, that ain't your friend. That's how I feel. You entertaining it, you ain't my friend.
The minute they come to you and be like, oh, girl, your ex, you be like, click. Let me call you back.
Blocking.
Oh, I don't even want to hear it. But like, if you about to start talking about Malcolm, I don't even want to hear it. And I bet you they'll start cutting them off. Like, oh, no. Listen, I'm not going to even entertain that negative energy. I'm just not going to do it.
Do it for the vibe. I ain't going to do it. Do it for the vibe.
I ain't going to do it.
Do it for the vibe.
I'm going
to do it. We ain't even about to talk about that.
Well, that wraps it up, you guys. By the way, we have gained more followers, everybody. So welcome to the family. I see it's like 200 and something followers on here on Spotify. I need y'all to go check out my YouTube channel, okay? Do that for me. Go watch the YouTube channel and subscribe to the YouTube channel, Miss Brown. So we're gonna have some crazy story times on there. We're gonna have some extra dating tips that ain't on the podcast. We're gonna get into some things, okay?
Next time they'll get the spicy Mama Mo.
As always, ladies, keep it classy, and I look forward to hearing from you guys next time. Mwah. Now you're begging me to stay. There you go, looking pissed at all, just because I let